Comfort, written by Rotten Pleasures and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Harry Potter. Relationship, Narcissa Black Malfoy / Lily Evans Potter. Rating, mature. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Additional tags, stalking, paranoia, gaslighting, dark, unhappy ending. Summary. It's been a month since Lily and her son were chased out of their house by a nightly intruder. Things are better now with their new house with Narcissa and Draco. Until Lily notices an open bag of crisps.
Sissa, did you open the new bag of crisps?
To any outsider, a simple question wouldn't be worth the quiver in Lily's voice. But an outsider hadn't gone through the events that Lily had a month ago. An outsider hadn't experienced the constant feeling of not being alone, of knowing there was someone, something, out there, just waiting for her to let down her guard, watching her for any moment of weakness so it could do God knows what. The worst part was that no one believed her. No one believed her when she came to them in hysterics, tears falling down her face as she told them about the food that would go mysteriously missing, the footsteps she heard in the middle of the night that were much too heavy to belong to Harry. No one believed her when she pleaded for help because her son kept crying to her about the man in his room. No one believed her. That is, until Narcissa came along. Narcissa was a beacon of hope in the most challenging time of Lily's life. She was alone with no one believing her until Narcissa overheard her begging for help from anyone who gave her the time of day. Lily still remembers the look in those steel blue eyes as the woman promised to help her get to safety. And things had been fine for a while. Good, even. But now, the bag of crisps is open, which Lily was saving for their monthly movie night. The bag of crisps Lily specially bought for Draco, because they're his favorites, and she so desperately wants the boy to accept her into his life. Narcissa knows how important the stupid crisps are, so why the hell are they open? Narcissa pokes her head into the kitchen. Did you say something, darling?
Yes, the crisps I picked out for Draco. Did you open them?
Narcissa moves next to her to inspect the bag. She only looks briefly before looking at Lily with a frown.
Love, have you taken your pills today?
Lily clenches her jaw. She hasn't. The pills make her shut down. Harry often refers to her as the other mummy whenever she takes them, saying she never really seems to be present, always walking along in a sort of daze. Narcissa must be able to see right through her, because she turns away from Lily with a sigh.
You have to take them, Lily. Severus promised they would help. You know he would never lie to you.
She pauses at the doorway.
The bag of crisps is completely untouched.
Something wasn't right. Their food has been going missing. The pictures hanging on the wall seem to be skewed in a different direction every time Lily walks past them, and she keeps hearing footsteps in the attic. She doesn't go to Narcissa. She doesn't dare to after the crisps incident, because she can't bear the pitying look on her lover's face. The way Narcissa's eyes softened while her eyebrows came together in a confused frown, the soft way she had asked, "Did you take your pills today?" It made Lily feel as if she were falling apart at the seams. Lily tries to ask Draco, but the boy doesn't even bother to look at her when she approaches him under the guise of wanting to read with him. She goes to Harry next. Lily sits beside her son for a few moments, with nothing but the gentle sound of his crayon scraping against his coloring book filling the air.
Harry,
Lily starts, oddly nervous to talk to her son.
Have you noticed anything different going on in the house?
She bites her lip in anticipation as her son looks away from his book. He thinks for a moment, before shaking his head with a sure,
"Nope."
Harry goes back to his coloring before stilling his crayon once again.
Well, I do sometimes see the man in my room, but it's okay. He's nice now.
Lily's blood runs cold.
He's nice? Mm-hmm. He reads me to sleep. He sometimes even plays with my hair if I'm good.
Lily reached over to lace her fingers through her son's.
Harry, why didn't you tell me about this? How long has this been going on?
Harry looks up at her wide-eyed.
Because, Mummy, he told me not to. You said I always have to listen to my elders.
Harry thankfully doesn't notice the strain of her smile, readily accepting her hug. She runs her fingers through his soft locks, trying desperately not to think of the man touching her son in the same way during the night. Narcissa and Lily are lying in bed when Lily decides to tell the blonde what Harry had told her earlier. Narcissa listens while holding Lily's hand, stroking her thumb over her pulse point in what is most likely supposed to be a soothing motion. Lily finds herself worrying that the woman will suddenly push down until the steady beating stutters to a stop.
"I'm sure it's nothing, darling. You should rest."
The footsteps in the attic come to a stop for an entire month. And then Lily finds Harry's body crumpled in the garbage can. It's been a year since Harry died. The food still goes missing. The pictures are still skewed, and Narcissa is still insistent on Lily taking her pills. But Lily doesn't like taking her pills, because her pills make her shut down. When her pills make her shut down, she becomes unaware of her surroundings. When she becomes unaware of her surroundings, she doesn't hear the footsteps in the attic. The footsteps in the attic have become a sort of comfort for her, a way to know that she's never truly alone. Like right now, Draco's in bed and Narcissa's curled around her. Her steady breathing sets Lily on edge, her dread increasing with every sleepy sigh and shuffle of movement. The only sound bringing Lily peace is the steady footsteps above her. She smiles and is finally able to drift off to sleep when a second, lighter pair joins the first. The end.